Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy is in the studio with me.
Hello, Greg.
And CJ might be showing up eventually, but he's not here at the moment. But connected via the web, we got Jerry the Diver Guy. We got Barry the Bugger. Yeah, and I got to ask Barry right out of the box here because we literally got a week left to take advantage of Florida spiny lobster season. So my question to you, Barry the Bugger, are you living up to your name and taking advantage of these last 7 days to catch those Florida spiny lobster? What do you think?
I am in the midst of the busiest tax season I've had in a long time.
So the answer is no.
The lobsters answer is no.
Are receiving a reprieve from Barry the Bugger.
July is not that far away.
So you're going to wait that long before you go after the Florida spiny lobster?
I'm going to let them get down and get with it.
Yeah.
And go make their babies and then go after them after we're done.
All right. Well, lucky lobster, I guess, is how they should feel. I know some other people are taking advantage of the final 7 days and seeing if they can clean up, you know, stock their freezer before, you know, the season wraps up here at the end of the month. Chiefy.
Barry, are lobsters deductible?
Are they deductible? Well, only if you take them as a dependent, but you don't have a dependency exemption anymore. So,
yeah, especially after you eat them.
Yeah.
After you eat them, you can't deduct them, I believe, whether they're dependents or not.
However, if Greg were to take you out to dinner, that would be a deductible business expense.
On Florida spiny lobster.
But you have to catch your dinner.
You got to catch it. True. Yeah. Well, you know.
He's going to catch it at the local fish market, and Greg's going to whip out that old Scuba Radio credit card.
Hey, be careful. Oh, okay. Oof, I didn't know where you're going with that. But anyway, yeah, the lobsters are going to get a reprieve from Barry the Bugger, and I'm not going to have the opportunity to head down there and grab some lobster before the end of the month either because I'm prepping for the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in Secaucus, New Jersey. I'm going to Secaucus. And
prepping?
What's that?
Prepping? Well, you got to pack your bag and go.
He's checking into it.
I got to bring a bunch of stuff. We got a ton of stuff we're giving away. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to fit it all on the plane. I got to tell you.
It's just ridiculous.
It is. It's absolutely insane.
Nice. Oh my God!
What is going on for you know how you gonna prepare for this? I mean, we got a trip to the Red Sea to give away next week at Beneath the Sea. So if you're going to the show at Secaucus, New Jersey next week, and if you're in the Northeast, pretty much every diver is, or at least should be, make sure you show up about 30 minutes before the doors open at 9 a.m. because
so that'd be 8:30 Eastern.
Correct. You want to be there because we are going to give away a trip on Explorer Ventures Live Aboard Vessel at the Red Sea to one person right there lined up ready to enter Beneath the Sea. It's going to be quite a spectacle. We expect to blast off some snorkels again, I believe.
How are you going to fit that trip into your carry-on?
It's going to be tough.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but I will find a way to make it work. That's just
give it to me. That way you won't have to worry about packing it.
Well, Jerry the Diver Guy is going to be there for me. But yes, I mean, it's the sacrifices I make to make things like this happen because, you know, I'm giving up, you know, a shot to go catch some Florida spiny lobster. I mean, I could pick up six a day for the next 7 days.
We have to go see our adoring fans, Greg.
Well, I don't know if they're fans I'm not sure they're adoring.
Sure, they are.
You think? Well, regardless.
Well, you're not adoring.
He's adorable.
He's a, thank you. Oh, CJ has showed up. Curly, welcome.
What time is it? Damn it. I'm late. Sorry.
Yes. You thought I was on Central Time.
I would have been here, but there was just a full crowd scene at the food line.
Okay. Well, priorities. That's all that matters. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's always fun to hang out with our Northeastern diving friends. I really enjoy going to the show every year. They're a little bit louder than other parts in the country, not to stereotype.
Go ahead.
Yeah, might as well call them out for what they are. But they're
die hard.
They are hardcore divers. They, you know, when they're, you know, diving locally, it's usually cold water, murky. You know, that sure they might have some wrecks off of the Jersey Shore there, or but they might find firearms and dead bodies and things like that.
I was going to ask about that, yeah, as it pertains to our green initiative from last week.
Yeah,
does a dead body constitute a artificial reef?
Hmm. Well, at least for a while.
Like if the fish make a home in a skull.
Yeah.
That's good for the environment.
You know what? I don't know. That might be a question for some of our diving friends up there.
Or a rib cage might make a nice sanctuary.
Oh, very, you know, that's a
predators can't get you.
Well, don't they do that when they cremate you? They can make you into an artificial reef?
Yes, they do.
They do.
That's a little different than what I'm talking about, but yeah.
No, well, it's you could
they
be a
pour
reef
the ashes
ball
in the concrete and sink you.
And turn you into a reef ball.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
I think they sink them in pairs. Just that you would think that would make
well,
sense.
Well, always dive with a buddy.
True. Exactly. So
even in the afterlife.
But getting back to the folks up there, they're very dedicated.
Speaking of
divers.
Jersey.
And they're like, hey, you know, every time I go up there, it's very interesting because what happened?
He just gave me the most disgusted look.
Yeah, everybody saw that on Facebook Live, too.
Well,
you know, you don't want to, like, you know, thank God, Bubble Boy, you know, we can't read his mind, right?
I don't think I want to.
No, you don't want to go there.
It's a dark
me
and scary place.
Yeah. But when you're up in Jersey and you see the divers and they think, Greg, come dive with, but they say it like this, like, hey, Greg, yo, Greg, come on over here. Let's dive righty. And, you know,
I don't think that's exactly
righty. That's where you want to go diving. That's what they say. And I'm like, you know, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Tony. I really appreciate that.
Now, you pointed to your pants when you said that.
Well, that's typical, you know, Jersey kind of delivery. They, you know, I don't think they mean, you know, they don't want you to dive.
Keep digging.
Do they give
keep
you fins?
Digging. I can't wait till you get up there.
Right.
Do they give you fins that are made out of concrete?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, they could. They very possibly could. So, anyway, I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, we, and by the way, the Red Sea trip that we're giving away with Explorer Ventures, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's the big one. But we got some really great stuff going on with some other vendors that we work with here on Scuba Radio that are giving us stuff to give away that's going to make everybody very, very happy if they show up a few minutes before the show opens at 9 a.m. So
yeah,
make
you
sure
give away
Saturday.
A lot of good stuff.
Lots of stuff. I'm like
seen
Santa.
It. I've
Scuba
seen it happen.
Santa.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts. It's a good time.
You're saying the Red Sea, the Maldives, Galapagos, whatever they can get.
Exactly.
That's how some of them are. And you know what? We deliver. We deliver the goods.
Why?
Okay.
It's
anyway.
Crazy.
Yes. So, and Jerry the Diver Guy is going to be there.
Well, don't let that keep you away.
Kristen, Mermaid Kristen, is going to join us and you know, perform as a mermaid for your picture-taking pleasure with our, you know, group of misfits and things there at the entrance as well. So we'll have, you know, another reason to hang with us for the opening of the Beneath the Sea show. You can get your picture taken with a mermaid, and she's going to join us a little bit because I think this is the first time, this might be the first time BTS for her. I believe that's what she told us last time, but we're going to check in with her a little bit
later
on.
Yes, it is her first time.
Yeah, so we're going to bring her into the fold, and and have her do her little mermaid shtick thing.
Take your picture with a mermaid if you get an opportunity. If you haven't before, it'll change your life.
It's on a lot of divers' lists for sure. You know, and so we're here to make diving dreams come true when we're out and about, and give you something else.
It really is an underwater fairy tale.
Than us,
mermaid tale.
True, it is. You won't be there, so that's a blessing, right?
Yes.
CJ and Bubble Boy both are going to stay back.
They told me to stay away this year, so I'm going to honor that.
Yeah. Yeah, law enforcement. North. They have.
I can't. I still can't talk about it.
It's like, where are you going to? We're going to stay right here. That's what they said.
I'm not going to miss that, though.
What? You kidding?
Nah.
Oh. All right. Well, we got the Dive God, Mermaid Kristen, even the Aqua Gypsy going to join us on today's show. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Greetings. This is Darth Vader, Lord of the Sith and Commander of the Galactic Empire. It was during my meditation that I sensed a great disturbance in the Force. It was then I realized it was your birthday.
I don't know about you, but I feel so sincere. Everything will be alright if you keep me next to you. You don't know about me, you don't know about me. But you want to. Everything will be alright if we just keep dancing like we do.
Everybody. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and believe it or not, 2 weeks from today, we turn 22. We will be 22 years old on this goofy little show about diving, which explains the song and the birthday wishes from Darth Vader. We're going to actually tape that show and have a big party with the crew back in headquarters, but we're going to tape the show in New Jersey next weekend with all our diving friends up there, so it'll be good. And, you know, CJ and Bubble Boy enjoying the music and the uplifting festivities today because they won't be up there in New Jersey. But you guys are welcome to the after party. Okay, thank you.
As long as you don't play that song again.
No, we're going to play a lot of Taylor. We're going to play Taylor song. Swift 24-7 on our anniversary.
I'm so sorry I missed it.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
What, can you pinpoint the exact moment you turned into a 12-year-old girl?
Barry the Bugger thought that was hilarious.
As you should have.
That was an insult.
A hell of a slam.
That was an insult, and I am just going to move on. Jerry the Diver Guy with us as well, but we're going to upgrade and bring in Mermaid Kristen. She is on Scuba Radio, getting ready to join us in New Jersey. By the way, Kristen, did you know we're going to be celebrating our 22nd birthday up there in Jersey?
I did not, actually, until you just said that. I'm kind of excited to be part of that.
Well, there you go. See?
It'd be a little weird if she did know that.
What do you mean?
Because it'd be like really super inside stuff. Like, I didn't even remember that.
That you didn't remember that it was our anniversary?
No. I remember the 20th, but I felt like that was just last year, but I'm a year off.
You are a year off. Yeah. Last year we became legal, and now we've been celebrating accordingly, as Bubble Boy is doing. But our anniversary date is April Fool's Day, the 1st of April, which happens to be Bubble Boy's birthday.
Yeah, coincidence? I think not.
No, I remember celebrating my 22nd on April 1st, but fortunately it was 1990.
Wow. Long time ago.
Was it at Lake
Titicaca? Well, happy birthday to us.
I think so. Yeah, happy birthday to us, and we're going to have our New Jersey diving friends there to celebrate with next week. So we're going to actually tape two shows. We're going to do a show next Saturday, more or less about the Beneath the Sea Dive show, and then we're going to tape a show during, from the show floor that'll be our anniversary show.
you're not using tape.
Okay, whatever.
You're going to record a show.
Did I mention Curly's not going to be there? You just heard another Woo-hoo! Reason why. Anyway, Kristen will be. So back to Mermaid Kristen.
Excuse me.
You are looking forward to it, not because it's our anniversary or birthday or anything like that, but because this is your first Beneath the Sea Dive show. Is that right, Kristen?
Yes, it is. I'm excited. I've heard about it for years because I've always worked at Scuba Shops, so I'm excited to actually get to go for once.
I love this kind of thing.
And tell her to pack some warm clothes.
Oh, well, maybe. I mean, she's used to being cool. I mean, you're up in the Virginia area. It gets cold there, right?
Yeah, about, I think today it's probably like 40.
Okay.
Ask See, Jerry.
That's what it's going to be like up there in New Jersey. So the weather's not going to be a big thing for her. But hanging out with all the New Jersey area divers and from that part of the country is a unique experience, but a very positive experience.
Well, it's pretty much all over the world, isn't it? It's not just Jersey divers.
Well, it's a regional, all over the place? It's a consumer dive show, so it has a tendency to pull from that part of the country. That's why you meet a lot of those folks. Of course, all the vendors, our friends from Dominica, Grenada, Curacao, all those folks are going to be there.
You're going to get some New York pizza when you're up there?
Yeah, you do that.
Definitely.
Yeah, and you've been up to New York a few times, I'm guessing, right, Kristen? So that part of it won't be new to you, or what?
Yeah, I've been in New York a few times. My family's actually from there.
Okay.
I was just like raised in Virginia, so we go up every once in a while.
Yeah, well, she's a model. She does this stuff for real, so she's this is that whole kind of thing isn't going to be.
What do you mean, Greg?
What do you mean?
It's going to be like Beauty and the Beast.
Is Jerry going to play the role?
I think what
he
means is she's used to putting up with idiots like us.
Is that true, Kristen?
I'm sorry?
Are you used to putting up with idiots like the Scuba Radio crew?
I'm used to being around divers a lot.
Okay, then, so the answer is yes, because a lot of divers are twisted as we are, which kind of goes back to the fact that we've been doing this for 22 years, and they keep allowing us to do it. Just shows us and the world how twisted this diving community really is. But I mean that as a compliment. I do.
Okay.
Greg, you could have been a model.
Of?
A smaller scale down version of the real thing.
I don't even
know. He models these mankini all the time.
Just stop it. Don't scare Kristen.
Jerry, what photos do you have, Jerry?
They're secret.
I bet they are.
He was drunk and bloated one night.
Wow.
Drunk and bloated.
Stop it. Just stop it. We're going to have to edit the show out in post.
Sounds like blackmail material, Jerry.
Let's get back on
Jerry,
track.
Hey, Jerry, I think there's a trip in store for you.
No.
That's why I'm going to the Red Sea.
I was going to say, I think you got a ticket, my friend.
Yeah, Kristen, we're giving away a ton of stuff as part of the festivities.
Minus Jerry's trip.
Beneath the Sea. What's on your list as a diver? Because you are... Well, you're advanced certified diver, I believe, if I remember correctly, right?
Yep.
And you've dove in the Bahamas. You've done a few trips here and there, but have you done some real exotic stuff yet, or is that kind of on the list?
It's more on the list. I've done mostly just stuff in the Caribbean. I've been to tons of islands out in the Caribbean.
For like photo shoots and things. Is that what it is? Is part of your modeling gig or just traveling period?
Yeah. Family vacations, photo shoots, things like that. My whole family is divers, so
that's awesome.
Greg, we all dive and we all go on like vacations to go to just go diving the whole time. But we mostly stick to the Southern Caribbean area, so that's mostly all I've ever really done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've never even dove anywhere in the States before. So I'm honestly one of the places I do really want to dive is the Keys because I've heard really great things and I've never been there.
Well, sure.
Uh-oh. We should make that happen.
I want to do like Mediterranean stuff a lot is one of the things I've heard is really great.
Hmm. That sounds that's even on my list. That's
what about stuff. Southern Peru?
Southern Peru. Why?
Lake Titicaca.
I apologize.
Really? You didn't see that? Oh, my God.
I apologize
he
for him.
Right in him.
Chris.
That and just hit you straight in the head.
Feel grateful he won't be there next week. So won't have to, you only got to deal with myself and Jerry the diver guy. Yeah. Yeah. There's only so much we can hit her up with at one time. But I know you're looking forward to it. I can't wait for you to see all the vendors and the places we can go. We'll talk all about that next week. And you'll be there for people to take pictures with a mermaid. Talk shop, the whole thing, right?
Yep.
Good stuff. All right, Kristen, thanks for checking in. We'll see you next week, okay?
All right. See you guys next week.
There we go. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Gritty the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, buried a bugger and Jared the Diver Guy connected via the web.
Pussers!
What the hell is wrong with you?
Sorry.
Jeez.
Best rum around.
I didn't get that. You know, well, I am partial to the Papa's Pilar, but.
Yeah, that's good stuff right now. Matter of fact, the Aqua Gypsy is down in Key West.
Gypsy!
And she's on a quest to visit the distillery
Don't
of Papa
children.
Pilar's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good quest.
And so
that's
we
a
hope
noble,
to,
a fine and noble quest.
Yeah, we'll find out if she is able to speak to us after
Godspeed to her.
Experience such an event, because I have a feeling it's 50-50.
Where is that?
Key West. They have a distillery down there in Key West. It's more for show, like a tourist spot down
for
there.
For show.
Huh?
For show.
For show.
Free that's samples? True.
Of course, that's why I say it's 50-50 whether or not we're going to have the Aqua Gypsy and
I'd say 70-30.
You think?
Yeah.
Leaning towards no?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's some pretty powerful stuff.
Do you
that
count,
Papa
do you count incoherent mumbling?
Yes, that means that it's working.
Okay, then that'll put it around 60-40.
Okay, well, we'll see. She's very much into her rums. When she's not diving, she's a fine rum connoisseur. So she went on a quest to the distillery there in Key West, and she's going to report an hour or two for us. However,
I think we need to go make that trip.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get a little preview from her. I mean, she's doing the R&D for the rest of our crew. Look, we've been doing this show for 22 years. Like we said, we're getting ready to celebrate accordingly up there in New Jersey in the next week or so. However, we've seen a ton of stuff over the years. Dive gear come and go. Some great ideas that have changed the industry, and some that, you know, they came up with the idea and were like, wow, that isn't going to make it. And one of those items has popped up again online, and we're going to talk about it next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. See if you think it's trash or smash or trash kind of thing. Yeah.
Sink or float or sink.
Sink or swim. Maybe that's it. That's next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Were you saying something?
I'm not rapping about jewelry or how I rock furs. I'm not rapping about fashion or how the Glock bursts. I ain't walking in a trap with a crowd of mobsters. This is a comprehensive rap all about lobsters. I ain't rapping like a gangster or rapping like a thug. I'm not partying with women. I ain't acting high on drugs. This is a rap about the arthropod Homerus americanus, which is genetically exactly like a bug. It's not a mammal or a fish. It's closer to a snail. It has 10 legs, a heart, exoskeleton, and tail. People think the lobsters live forever. That's a lie, man. A lobster has a 50 to 100 year lifespan. In order for a lobster to grow, it has to go through a process called molting, where it sheds its shell. My name is Mac and I got the raps. I hope you enjoyed this video of lobster facts. If not, I'm cracking your neck. In the comment section of this video, tell me what topic I should rap about next.
Okay, we could do that. It's kind of like the Hamilton of lobster raps.
What high school sophomore's science project was that?
I'm going to say it was somewhere from up in the Northeast. Maybe we'll find out next week at the Beneath the Sea show. But impressive regardless. Is able to get all those lobster-themed words rhyming. I think facts? That's a talent.
Huh? Lobster facts?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we've been doing this show 22 years almost now.
12 for us.
Well, in what? In diving years? Or what do
no,
you
no,
mean?
12.
We've 2006.
Been doing 12. Okay, well, yeah, but we've still been doing the show that long. I mean, well,
you have.
You've been certified that long, is what you're saying.
It didn't matter until CJ and I came along, though.
No, well, we're saying we didn't join the show, so we've only been here 12 years.
Yeah, but you were here in spirit.
I was? That's what when I was feeling.
Yes. When we started
Scuba
Radio.
I always had
a
strange underwater feeling. Yes. And I never knew why.
There were sea monkeys that invaded your small intestines.
That's what that was.
Yeah. You just thought it was a parasite.
I did.
It was a sign. Anyway,
I've known you for 18 years now.
Okay, if you say so, I don't know.
No, because 2001 is the year I learned to dive.
Maybe
that's when Allie was listening to the show and won her first scuba dive with you.
It was 2001, huh?
2001.
Well, we started in March, well, April 1st of 1997.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's possible. Anyway, that's the truth, believe it or not. And we've seen a lot of stuff come and go as far as dive equipment, you know, different types of regulators, dive computers, that type of stuff. We've seen a lot. And, you know, the interesting thing about Facebook these days is that every once in a while, these products get thrown out online that say, you know, like this is the future. I'd say the most recent success story in the diving world, which actually surprised me, had nothing to do with gas.
We're waiting.
No, it had to do with that, you know, that full face mask thing that all the snorkelers are doing on the, cruise ships.
Is that the one with the thing on the top?
Yeah,
of the
yeah.
Head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The unisnorkel.
Right. They call those snorkelers one-horned butt fishes. Did you know that?
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember those. Yeah.
But being it's a full
face fish,
it doesn't really apply to scuba divers. And I when I first saw that, I was like, that'll never work.
You're like, damn it. Why didn't I invest early in that?
Well, yeah, because now it's huge. And there has been some lawsuits, I guess, connected to that device. And who knows if that's going to do them in. I doubt it because it's already out there way too much. But very popular for cruise ship, you know, people to go rent these things when they're out on vacation and snorkel around. Hey, look, and it allows them to get in the water and see the critters, and it could, you know, be a gateway drug to becoming a real diver.
Not a drug.
So I see the plus side of it, even though I didn't get it then. I still kind of don't get it, but that's because I'm coming at it from a scuba diving perspective, and it doesn't really lend itself
that's
directly.
Because you're used to using a real snorkel.
Right. I'm a real diver, not a pretend full face mask tourist.
You ain't trying to breathe out the top of your head.
Yes. Right. That could make someone interested in learning to scuba dive once they've gone down there and seen this.
You're right, which goes back to what I said earlier about it being a gateway drug to
Stay
diving
school
potentially.
Kids, no drugs.
And anyway, so I missed the boat on that one. I did. Now, here's another one.
You fool!
That is actually a full face mask. Kind of looks similar to one of those devices with the snorkel built into it without the snorkel part. And they're saying a new mask that would be full face, and it would incorporate like a heads-up display in the screen, which that technology is out now, where you could project, you know, your information in your dive computer out about 2 or 3 feet in front of you. That technology exists. This is a concept design, but it's full face. It has an MP3 player built into it. But, you know, the one thing they're not addressing, which divers, as we know, is
air.
Battery life.
Equalization issues. When you cover up your nose and your mouth like that, you're going to have some problems.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a little tricky.
But you had to do the jaw wiggle.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
That doesn't work for me. I got to do the nose.
I mean, you know, we have full face mask scuba equipment, so maybe they're thinking they could or incorporate it, but everybody's looking at this going, oh my gosh, this is never going to work. It's a bad idea.
Is it called the head crusher?
No, I don't think that's the proper term. I don't know if they got a name for it, but it's a
skull scraper.
I did a course on full face mask, and there was a way that you could pinch your nose and equalize in that mask.
Well, this thing literally has an entire screen. It looks like a hard screen. It's called the D mask. So if you Google it,
D stands for death.
Or what happened to A, B, and C mask?
I don't know. Yeah. Let's see. The Chinese designer who goes by the name of, I don't even want to say. It's a new concept designed for a dive mask. Has potential to be a real game changer, says the designer. Now, it looks cool. It looks like something right out of Star Trek. I mean, it looks more like a space helmet.
I thought you said it looked cool.
Well, I don't know. It kind of looks like it kind of has what Roman Empire kind of helmet look to it.
Centurion.
Yes. But you know, it's called the D mask, and you know, people are definitely hammering this idea, saying it's a terrible idea. For a couple of reasons, you know, you got the equalization issues. Which, you know, there might be a way, you know, that, you know, they could get the air in there like a full face mask, and maybe they can make that part of it work. However, you know, the fact that it would have a built-in MP3 player, it would have a heads-up display, even a full video screen that it could, but, you know, people are typing comments saying like, hey, I go diving to get away from this kind of thing. Why on earth would I want to be able to, you know, do all this stuff?
You mean you don't want to read your email underwater?
Well, you know, if you're going to spend enough time, might as well. I mean, with a full face mask, too, you could technically speak. You have an airspace. You could actually speak and communicate with comm unit and stuff. So it'd be like, you know, like The Abyss or something. You know, watching the movie The Abyss.
Didn't you dive with one of those one time?
Yeah, I have a full face mask. So that, OTS makes it.
So that's not really new.
Well, this is a totally different type of thing. There's no regulator in your mouth or nothing there on this one. It's full. You'd have a full field of vision and that kind of thing.
Well, then you would be able to equalize just like if you weren't on an airplane. It would just, the pressure would increase and you would just keep breathing normally,
well,
right?
Well, maybe. I don't know. But just like those snorkel units that have become quite popular, the main thing against them that the diving community has yelled about is that if people snorkel and go down underwater and hold their breath, it could really hurt themselves.
Well, you still got mass squeeze to deal with if they dive down.
Well, not clear it? Is that the issue?
Well, yeah, I think that's part of it, maybe.
Ooh,
I don't
know.
That'd
be bad.
Yeah.
And this thing that what I just looked at is, it looks more like a face shield than it does anything.
Yeah. It kind of looks cool.
Do you enjoy ingesting salt water?
But would you want to have an MP3?
Poking your eardrum with a needle?
Well, you've got the mask for you.
Well, I mean, you know, I know there's people that don't want to have music and sounds and things like that underwater, but on the other side of the coin, it would be kind of nice to be able to just, you know, talk like we are now underwater and communicate with your buddy that way. I mean, I could see both sides. I mean, once again, a lot of people go diving to get away from it all, and it's kind of like a
there you go, being fair-minded again.
Yeah, it's just what I do.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. But a fan or not a fan?
Not a smash. Fan. Not a fan. I'm trash. Happy with what I dive with now.
Yeah,
I have no reason to change.
So this whole D-mash, it's what would we say?
I wouldn't go out of my way.
You wouldn't go out of your way.
It's not showing me anything radically different that I need to change.
All right, sink or swim. Does this device sink or swim? This D-mash. Sink. Bubble Boy?
I still like the Digimask better.
The Digimask? You mean the...
The one that we took to Dominica that one time.
Well, they don't make that really.
That's a big hell no.
From it had battery trouble, but...
Yeah. From Bubbles.
Scuba Pro has a new one with a heads-up display. Looks very promising. So there's that. Jerry the Diver Guy, sink or swim?
It's got potential.
Okay.
I mean, the other one, the other full face had potential, and it made it, so...
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. More coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, ReefSafe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, ReefSafe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For ReefSafe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, ReefSafe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. ReefSafe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, guys, it's me. And I just wanted to remind you.
This shark, swallow you whole.
But I'm scared of sharks. Sharks. Sharks.
Sharks.
They'll bite you.
Bite you.
I don't want to get my leg bit off by a shark. Shark, 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 shark. Stay away, shark. Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen. Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen.
I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. Bad fish.
Stay away, shark. I don't wanna get my leg bit off by a shark. Shark, 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 shark.
You don't know me.
Stay away, shark.
You don't know what I got.
That's true. Yeah, I got the truth on my side. That doesn't happen for the most part. Anyway, I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Barry the Bugger connected via the web.
You know, if James was a redneck, he'd be Bubba Boy.
Okay, that's good to know.
Bubba Boy. Hey, right. Bubba Boy.
What's going on?
Hey, you might have been at the Skeeter Beaters convention.
Sorry?
Skeeter Beaters Convention. Yeah, that's where the Dive God was hanging a couple weeks ago. And he's with us on Scuba Radio now. Mr. Watson, how are you, buddy?
Dude, I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. Did you see anybody named Bubba Boy at the Skeeter Beater Convention that you went to?
There were a lot of Bubbas there, but no Bubba Boys.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So there might still be a spot for you there, Bubba Boy. Yeah. Anyway, I got Neil on. Obviously, he's been doing a lot of things. There literally is a group called the Skeeter Beaters. It's a Florida thing from back in the day. What is a school group, or what is it exactly, Neil?
No. It's the people that lived in Cocoa, Florida,
okay,
or the Space Coast area before the Space Coast, the 40s and the 50s and the early 60s and whatever. And every year they get, and because of the mosquitoes in the Cocoa area in the 40s. And my mother used to wear a raincoat to hang up the clothes outside. That's how bad the mosquitoes were.
Wow.
But it's a get together every year, and every year there's less and less of them. They're older and older, but it's great fun. And then usually the different classes get together. You know, I was the class of 58.
All right.
57.
Mm-hmm.
56.
Well, there you go. All right. Sounds like a pretty cool group, I think.
Yeah, well,
I like it. I love the name. I want to be a Skeeter Beater. I live in Florida. It counts. All right. Well, anyway, let's talk about other stuff. The Hammerheads and Tiger Sharks in off the coast of Bimini, the juniors diving with. It looks like we finally have set up a tentative plan to head over there in a couple weeks. What do you think our odds are seeing Tiger Sharks still then?
99. Weather permitting.
Nice. All right. Yeah. And so we'd be going out to Tiger Beach. Is that where it happens or what?
No.
Where is this?
It's the Hammerhead site, right off south Bimini.
Okay. That's a totally separate place then.
We had the boat over in at Tiger Beach a week or two ago.
Yeah.
We have a BBC film crew for like 3 weeks. We did a week at Tiger Beach with them. They're in Bimini right now. And actually tomorrow at 5:00 Eastern Standard Time,
mm-hmm,
it's called Blue Planet Live, and they will be airing a live episode underwater.
Wow.
On BBC. Just amazing stuff, the technology. They'll be airing live in Bimini, Australia, in Mexico.
Hmm. So people in the U.S., they could probably, go on to BBC Online or something and maybe watch it that way?
I've been trying to figure it out. Yeah, I mean, I get on my cable channel a BBC station. I don't know whether it's the one that will be airing this or not.
Right. Well, I bet you can find it online.
Cool. I'm sure there's a way
someplace
to YouTube it or whatever after the fact.
Well, there you go. And Junior's going to be a part of that. Mr. Neil Watson Jr. is going to be heading up the shark wrangling, or do we know?
Absolutely. No. They're filming the whole 3 weeks off of our boat with us.
Excellent.
I mean, we're working with the Shark Lab, you know, as well.
Okay.
And one of our crew, Sean, one of our feeders and dive instructors, was actually the manager at the Shark Lab years ago, and is a marine biologist and a shark expert. And I mean, people just love it when they go over there and get to go out with him, because he's got all the technical answers and just a really, really cool guy, Canadian.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll look for that on definitely tomorrow. But I can't wait. I'm hoping it works out. If the weather cooperates, we're going to zip over there in my friend Dennis's airplane, and we're going to spend a couple days over there in Bimini, and maybe the Dive God can join us. We'll see how that happens. That'll be like my anniversary birthday gift to me, if this all pans out, because that's basically what we're going to be doing.
It's a plan. I'm excited. I'll definitely be there. And it's been a while. I haven't been able to dive for almost 4 months, so I'm all clear to dive now.
Well, there you go.
And
had a little eye surgery that had kept him dry.
No big deal, just so I could see.
Yeah, you want to be able to see those sharks. Yeah, when
that's
they're
right,
coming
absolutely,
up on you
absolutely.
Like that.
But I mean, it is one amazing dive, and we've been jammed. We've had a heck of a season so far this year, and the cool thing is the hammerheads, they're coming earlier every year and stay later every year.
Well, they're enjoying themselves.
They figure they got a sweet deal going. Why leave home?
Of course, if you go to Bimini, you don't usually want to leave. They're just like us. Sure. Hey, what's the website, Neil? If they want to contact the dive operation there?
BiminiScubaCenter.com.
There you go. The dive god, Mr. Neil Watson. There you got the website. You're all set, and you'll hear about it hopefully in a couple weeks right here. All right, look, hour two is on deck. The Aqua Gypsy is threatening to join us, and much, much more. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.